Government has set up a special task force to analyze, block and arrest people engaged in sandbox fraud activities. This follows the arrest of 18 people engaged in sandbox fraud, whose activities were causing the state to lose about 100 million cedis. The principal manager of the National Communications Authority, Kwame Ba Achemfo, speaking on Unique Breakfast Drive, noted that people need to be aware of and understand the implications of the system in order to help curb it.
There is a task force which has the police service, because the police service has their tracking force and their SWAT force and all these guys in there. They have the CID, who is also part of the task force. Each of them have their specialization and they have their approach to things. The National Communication Authority, because it is a coordinator of this task force. Yeah. There are the service providers who really provision and activate these safeguards. So all of them are part of this task force. And then government also has in there, then that's where we go into the role of SUBA. I think that it helps such that people will be on the lookout, because it is not a concrete crime. Like somebody has slapped somebody and so you see the mark. The money that we've lost, it's not like somebody, we had it in our account and somebody has stolen it. So you don't see its big effect, because if it was like somebody transferred 33 million to his personal account, you know, you can really say, so we had that money and we lost it. But this is what money that we were supposed to have as a country and we have been denied because somebody diverted it through another route. Yeah. And for some people, it is not as a serious crime as a physical crime. Money is not about what you have on paper. It can be on cards and it can be written somewhere and it can launder around. So now people understand that money is not just physical cards. Yeah.